The Purpose Driven Mother Podcast, show number 10. What's going on, Radiant Mothers? I am Alicia Askew, host of the Purpose Driven Mothers Podcast, where mothers are having the conversation not about trying to be the perfect mother, but embracing the woman who they are. Hear from the most courageous and inspiring mothers who share their story on how they went beyond the apron, discovered their purpose, and are achieving their greatest desires. Peeling off the layers of their most vulnerable moments and lessons learned, these mothers have found the drive that they need to help them thrive on their purpose-driven journey. So stay tuned and learn how you can become that purpose-driven mother. All right, Radiant Mothers, I am super pumped up about this week. There are so many hurdles being knocked down, walls being broken through, new pathways being paved. There is just so much good movement that is going on that even with me being around all of these trailblazers, I am feeding off of their energy and it's allowing me to grow and to propel myself so that I can elevate my life. And that is why I am super excited today because I have the Elevation Coach herself on this podcast conversation with me. And if you notice, this podcast is launching on Tuesday. And it's earlier than our normal schedule, which is on Thursday. And that is for two reasons. The first reason is because our sponsor, Erica Gordon, the founder of Moms with Dreams University, has a lot of exciting information to share with you ladies. And then also the second reason is because there is going to be a bonus to the podcast, The Purpose Driven Mother, on Thursday. So don't forget to check out that episode as well. Ladies, if you have not already registered for the Moms with Dreams University Access to Your Dreams 2015 conference, now is the time to do so. This event is going to be live and packed with so much valuable and resourceful information that can help you, whether you are a mom or not, but just women in general, to elevate their life, to learn what it takes to have that diva confidence in yourself and how to maximize the 24 hours that you are given. But most importantly, the Access to Your Dreams 2015 conference is a way that you can get out and network and meet like-minded women who are here to support you on your journey to fulfilling your purpose and stepping into your greatness. And there is limited seating, so ladies, you do not want to miss out. Register today at accesstoyourdreams.eventbrite.com. I am super excited about our guest today, Erica Gordon. Now, me and Erica, we have an interesting story. We were introduced by a mutual friend. I was trying to reach out and build my network, and someone said, hey, I know this mom who has a similar dream, a similar vision, a similar purpose as you. You should contact Erica. And so I did just that. I hit up Erica, introduced myself, and then like within days or actually a few minutes, we just kind of hit it off. And so I am so excited because now me and Erica are partnering together in some really cool and big things that I don't even know where this is going to take both of us. But I'm excited about our journey. So I am going to, first and foremost, have Erica share a little bit about her, and then we are going to get going with this interview. So Erica, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm super excited about talking with you. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you are doing as far as your dream.
Good morning, Alicia. I am so happy to be here with you. This is a pleasure, and I'm honored to be on your show. It's amazing, and I love what you do, and just so happy that you invited me to be here. Well, a little bit about me. I call myself the Mom Elevation Coach, and that's because I'm all about elevating moms who are ambitious and really want more in life to help them to get to that next level. Mm-hmm. Because I know what it's like to feel like, okay, well, I'm a mom, I have a husband, I have everything that society tells me is what I should have and I should be happy, and then just to have that feeling inside that I know that there's something more for me, mm-hmm. not really sure what it is, and kind of feel slightly guilty for wanting more because I should be happy with what I have. So I my backstory is that I started off, I was a teen mom. I had my first son at 17. And even though I had him at that early age, I knew that I didn't want to just be another statistic. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't your typical teen mom. I wasn't the one. I was actually the one that people were quite surprised and had never would have expected me to find myself in that situation. But I knew that I was not just going to be a statistic and that I would not allow that to stop me from becoming whatever it is I was supposed to become. So I've always been on that upward climb in my life and got married at a young age and had three more beautiful children, and life was looking pretty great for me, and we had everything. Like I said, we had the beautiful home, the two cars, the dog, everything. Life was great.
The ticket.
And, and you know, as life has it, it always brings you to, you know, you have great times and you have not so great times. And so I ended up, my marriage ended up not being what I thought it was, and realized that I was facing life again as a single mom. And so I ended up getting a divorce and literally thought that the divorce was going to, like, I thought I was going to die from the pain and the separation and the, you know, they say when you go through a divorce, it's like you're mourning the loss of something. And that's how I felt, Alicia. And I just wanted to be normal again. And I just asked and prayed for God to deliver me. So he did, and that's really how I discovered my purpose.
Wow.
I didn't, you know, the thing that killed me actually saved my, the thing that I thought was going to kill me, my divorce, actually saved my life.
Wow. That is so deep. And I just want to rewind just a little bit. Now, you had said that you knew that there was something in you. You were ambitious at 17, and you didn't want to be a statistic. Was your vision or your dream then, is it similar anything to what you're doing now?
Well, somewhat. At many different points in my life, I wanted to be a teacher. But when I got to high school, my best friend and I had made a pact. She was going to be a doctor, and I was going to be a lawyer. So at that time, I thought I was going to college and then to law school and was going to be this powerful attorney and do all these great things. So before, and that was prior to me getting pregnant, but when I got pregnant, and I don't know why this came to me, but God placed this in my heart, I said, not knowing a thing, not knowing how I was going to figure it all out, but I said in that moment that I knew that one day I would encourage and mentor teen moms. Like, I didn't know what that would look like, but I just wanted to encourage them to never give up on their dreams, no matter what.
Wow. And I absolutely love this quote that you have on your website, speaking of that. And I'm just going to read it really quick. It says, following your dream is so much more than a catchy phrase. It is what you were created to do. It's not a choice. It's your responsibility. When you follow your dreams, you are living your purpose and using your gifts, talents, and strengths to serve others. So tell me, how did you even discover, okay, now here I am in this divorce, and I am overcoming this mourning. What next was for you? What did that look like?
So what that looked like was, so I'm naturally like a happy-go-lucky, carefree, kind of like a free spirit, and I really honestly got tired of being sad and feeling powerless. And afraid, because that isn't my spirit. That's not who I am. But it was kind of like I was stuck there unwillingly. I really wanted to get over. I wanted to get over that piece, and I got tired of people telling me, oh, it just takes time, and I didn't want time. I wanted time to hurry up because I didn't want to be there anymore. So I had many conversations with God. I prayed a lot, and I still do, but during this time, I was just in search of answers, and I remember clearly one day, it was a Saturday morning, I was laying in bed, probably doing my normal crying, and just, I remember, I don't know if I was crying that morning, but I was laying there feeling really sad and just like hopeless and like, God, you know, please. So I had a conversation, and I asked him just to deliver me from that sadness and darkness. And I promised that, I told him, I said, you know, if you do this, I promise I will use my pain and my experience as a foundation to empower and encourage other women who are mm-hmm. going through similar things, and to let them know that they should never, ever give up mm-hmm. on their dreams. And shortly after, I remembered that I always dreamed of becoming an attorney. Mm-hmm. I wanted to continue my education. I knew that I didn't want to be a lawyer anymore. I knew that I wanted to help women, so I decided to go on the path of becoming a psychologist. So I enrolled mm-hmm. in graduate school to begin my master's degree in psychology.
Wow. And so, okay, tell us a little bit more about Moms with Dreams, because you're a single mom, you have your own business, and you are working full-time. So trying to go after your dreams, how is that possible while you're doing all of this?
That's a great question, Alicia, and I get that all the time, and people are like, how do you do this? Like, how are you able to do this? And my first answer is always by the grace of God. You know, I mm-hmm. rely on Him as my source for strength, guidance, and wisdom, because He was there for me at my lowest point when no one else understood or could tell me, you know, that it was going to, people could tell me that it was going to be okay, but they weren't where I was, so I didn't really
right.
believe them. You know, I was like, whatever, you're still married, you're happily married, you've never, you know, you've never been a single mom, you don't know what it's like.
mm-hmm.
So my spirituality is a huge, it's huge in my life, and that's really, you know, that's the intangible. But something else that I mentioned, I've always been determined to succeed, and as I shared with you a little while ago, as a teen mama, you know, you just develop that spirit of you just have to figure it out. So mm-hmm. I never wanted to just settle. I've always been an overachiever, and I've always gone above and beyond. So I think my ability to manage everything that I manage starts with me. It's in my mind. It's in my belief that even though there are days when it gets really challenging, I know that tomorrow's going to be better. Like, I've been through mm-hmm. enough to know that it doesn't always last. You know, that saying, I can't even think of it right now, but it's raining now, but, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The logistics of how I manage it all is that my children, luckily for me, they're teenagers now, so it's easier for me. But when they were a little bit younger a couple years ago, I kind of had to sit them down and talk to them. And let them know, hey, listen, you know, mommy and daddy aren't together anymore, so it's really important that you guys help me, and mm-hmm. we have to come together as a team. So, you know, training them that way and raising them to be independent and helpful has really helped me to manage. So
right.
they help out with the laundry, they clean a little bit, they have, you know, their basic chores. And most recently, they've started helping with dinner and some of the, like, quick meals. Like, some nights I'll have them make, like, turkey burgers or, you know, simple stuff like macaroni and cheese, things that they can do to help out. And I also set my schedule so that I take a one-hour nap every day. So when I get home mm-hmm. from work, they know, like, don't bug me. I need to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so from 4 to 5 p.m., that's my time to just, like, recoup and kind of, like, reset myself so that I can get through
right.
the second shift of the day. I usually cook dinner 3 days a week, and the other 3 days, well, 2 days out of the week, we kind of like wing it. We either do leftovers, one day we have pizza or something like that. And during the time that I'm cooking dinner, I'm checking their homework, and afterwards is when I go and work on my business. So, like, once I get them settled and dinner's done, they know how to then clean the kitchen, take a shower, get ready for school. And I work on my business three to four nights a week. I don't do it every mm-hmm. night because that's not realistic. But depending on what I have to do. So I set my schedule on Sundays usually for my coaching clients or to reach out to prospective clients or building relationships, whatever I need to do. I schedule all of that, and I stick to it. Like, I have everything scheduled in my phone with reminders and things like that to keep me on task. Otherwise, I'd be all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So that sounds like a lot in itself, but like you said, it's a good thing that you have kind of built that team environment in your family, because I think that makes a big difference just with how, you know, your day can carry out. If you know that you can rely on your boys to help take care of the house or take care of you, then, you know, more than likely everything will run smoothly and be okay. But if everything just falls on you, then you're going to be losing hair, losing weight, and I don't know what else you're going to be losing. But it's just, yeah, I think that's very important that you have that open communication and let them know, you know, this is our new life, and we just have to work together to, you know, benefit one another.
And, you know, yeah, but the thing is that so it didn't, like, although it sounds really great right now, it didn't run that smoothly in the beginning. It was tough. It was a tough transition because my children were very, like, I'm a very hands-on mom. So for many years, I worked part-time, but I was always right there. So they always had mommy to do everything. Like, they were, I wouldn't say spoiled, but they were really used to me doing basically everything. Mm-hmm. Around the house. So it was a huge transition for them to have to, like, you know, they were never like the type of kids that would be able to come home and just throw their backpacks in the middle of the floor, but they also knew that, oh, mommy would just pick up after us and never say anything. But so for them it was like, we have to do all this stuff now, like, why do we have to, you know? So there was resistance, and it wasn't, I don't want anyone to be misled thinking that everything just magically fell into place. It took a couple years for them to really get into this groove, and so now we're now we're rolling along nicely. But there were plenty of days when I came home frustrated because I didn't share this part, but I also, in addition to working full-time, going to school, having the kids, I also had a part-time job too. So there were some nights when I would get home at like 9:30 at night. They had already done, you know, their routine as far as like they had dinner and they, you know, they cleaned up the kitchen, but sometimes I'd come home and stuff wasn't done, you know, right. And it was just, it was frustrating for me, and it was hard. And there were plenty of days when I felt guilty and I felt bad. I'm like, am I being selfish for doing all these things and making them do more than what most kids probably have to do? But, you know, I got over that, that guilt piece, but, and I realized that it was helping them more too. Like, it was
exactly
helping them, you know, like teaching them how to manage themselves and to be more responsible. So, yeah.
Yeah, because trust me, when them boys get older and they're looking for, you know, that relationship, there is not going to be one girl that is going to want to clean up after him and do everything else. So if he has that extra trait that he can bring to the table, yeah, I know how to wash clothes. I know how to, you know, tidy up the kitchen and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a plus for them.
Absolutely. Although they don't like it now, but they'll thank you for it later.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. So let's talk about your fears. So what were the biggest fears when you were going after your dreams, and then how did you overcome them?
Oh, yeah. I love this one. So my biggest fears in going after my purpose and starting my business was that I felt like I didn't know enough, and like this record would play over and over in my head, like, who's going to pay you, Erica? Like, what makes you so special, and what makes you think that you know enough to ask someone to pay you for something? And I also was afraid of failing and just not being good enough to create the success I wanted. And really, honestly, Alicia, one of my fears was that I was just, like, creating something in my mind that wasn't really meant to be. So, like, I would look at other successful people and I'd say, well, you know, but they don't have four kids, or they have a husband, or they have more money, or, you know, I went through this phase where I would look at others and just, like, compare myself and then start to put myself in a place where I felt like, oh, I felt even worse because I'm like, yeah, I don't have all these things and this isn't my situation. And so I created more fear in my mind by comparing myself to others and just not really understanding my power and my gifts.
Wow. So when did you, or how did you understand your power and gifts? Because that's important. I think a lot of us are afraid of failing, and we compare one another along with that, so it just magnifies everything by times 10. So how did you discover that power within you?
Well, I started to really think back on, you know, my life, and I said to myself, well, you know, Erica, you've been here before. You've been a single mom before, so this isn't foreign to you. And I became a student, and I started building a community that supported my dreams and surrounded myself with people who were already where I wanted to be. I started allowing them to pour into me, and I invested in myself, and I hired a coach who helped me learn the skills I was lacking, because there was so much that I didn't know. Like I said, I saw people who appeared to be successful, and I knew that I had a lot to learn to get to where I wanted to be. So in the beginning, when I didn't have a lot of money to invest, like in coaching and things like that, I read a lot of books to help me, like with, you know, just learning some things. I feel like with anything, you have to believe in yourself first. So
of course,
the fact that I was so afraid and like not really confident enough to me was like that was a big hurdle. So I had to overcome that. So some of the books that I read, because like I said, I became a student, literally became a student in graduate school, but then also became a student again, like with learning how to start a coaching business. So I got my certification in that, but that still wasn't enough. That doesn't bring you confidence, right? So one of the books that I think was like a really big turning point for me that I read was Successful Women Think Differently by Valerie Burton. And another great book was No Matter What by Lisa Nichols. And both of those books helped me to really like tap into my power and to really understand that I have certain things that I was overlooking. I was discounting like my experiences and the things that I've learned along the way. I wasn't even counting them as being important because, you know, I just wasn't. I think that we have a tendency to overlook a lot of things that are natural to us because we don't have to work for it. It's just natural. So we're just like, oh, that's nothing. Like, and you discount it.
And that is the thing, because you can read books all day, but you can't really regurgitate a book and get the same effect as if you were regurgitating your life experience and get a different effect to impact the people that you need to impact. So definitely experience is very powerful, but you needed the book, the tools, the resources to kind of bring that, you know, out of you.
Right, to solidify those things, because I didn't look at my experience as a foundation. Even though I had made that promise to God, I knew that I wanted to help women based on what I'd gone through, but I just didn't know how to make that happen. Like I didn't know how to go from, you know, going through an experience to actually helping someone. But the thing that I got, Lisa Nichols says this all the time, or I've heard her say this before, is that you have to stand on your story instead of standing in it. So once I got out of my story, like once I was able to move forward, I was able to stand on that, knowing that I got through it so I could help someone else get through it.
That's powerful, because a lot of people stay in their story, and even though they might think that they're out of it, they're still in it mentally. So I think that is very, very powerful. And especially you and I, we both are like mom empowerers. And of course, as a mom, it's just natural to have the guilt. So you definitely are a big encourager around getting over mommy guilt syndrome. So what is mommy guilt syndrome, and how do we get over that?
Well, mom guilt syndrome is a phenomenon that I think that many women experience at some point or another. And it's the things that we tell ourselves, kind of like what I was sharing earlier about once we, you know, we try to do something for ourselves, we begin to feel guilty because society has taught us that when you become a mom, that's the most important thing, and that your dreams and things that you desired for yourself take a back seat to your children, and that's just what it should be. But there, I mean, I'm noticing a shift in that. Like, a lot of women are starting to acknowledge that there is more to being a wife and a mom. And I'm not saying that that's not great, because I believe that being a mom and a mother and a wife are amazing things and they're gifts. But I also know that we were born with specific gifts and talents that we have a right to use and to share with the world. So the mom guilt syndrome, I believe, it definitely can be managed. I don't know if it ever goes away, because it still creeps in every now and then. We just have to know how to manage it. And one of the things that I did, because I spent a lot of time when I was working full-time, going to school, you know, studying, I spent a lot of time, I felt like, putting a lot of my time and effort into my dreams, and I felt like my children were, at sometimes I felt like they were in the way, and I felt guilty for feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that if I made time and I specifically spent time with them, then I didn't feel guilty anymore. So what we started doing was I sat them down and I was like, okay, guys, we're going to start going out to dinner once a week, and I want you guys to pick where we're going. Like, you'll take turns picking.
Mm-hmm.
And so every Tuesday night, we went out for dinner, and it was fun. It was like the thing that we looked forward to, because Saturday, Sunday, Monday is when I really had to, like, finish my papers and do a lot of work. So I didn't really get a chance to do a lot with them on the weekends. But we knew Tuesday nights were going to be fun, Friday nights were going to be fun, and so that's what we did. And I also started spending time with them individually, because I felt like I wanted to get to know them more personally now that they were getting older. And we could do more things. Like, it became more fun to hang out with them. And so that's what I did. So to counter my guilt, we set up Tuesday nights, and Tuesday nights were our go out to dinner night, and Friday nights are our family nights, and that's what we do. And I rewarded them with a big trip. Like, once I graduated and got my master's degree, I took them to Disneyland in California. Yeah, because I felt like it was major to me. They were really cooperative. They were supportive. They never told me, like, Mommy, when are you going to be done? Like, they didn't make me feel guilty.
Right.
But I knew that they were compromising and that they were, you know, secretly supporting me, even though they didn't know how to say it. So we went to Disney, and it was great. We went to Hollywood, and we saw Beverly Hills, and we just had a great time. And so that really helped me overcome my guilt. So I would say that if you are a mom and you're struggling with that, then first of all, remind yourself that you're not being selfish, and you shouldn't feel guilty for fulfilling your needs, because you have to be happy and you have to feel good in order for your children and your family to feel good. Because, you know, if we wake up in a bad mood and we're going off and yelling, then the whole family is going to suffer. So,
yes, ma'am.
Right? So it's really important. It's really important that we take care of ourselves and our needs. But you can balance that by then setting aside time to spend with your children, so that you don't have to feel guilty about the time that you spend away from them.
And you have said a few key things in your statement there, and I actually want to kind of go back to it, because we hear about, you know, dating yourself and, you know, treating yourself to a nice day, but it's also important to date your children. And like you said, do it individually, that one-on-one time with them. Because if you have two children or five children, you can only give so much of yourself to each one when you're all in a group setting. But if you have it one-on-one, you can actually, you know, really engage in them and build that genuine bond and relationship, because that particular child is going to be different than another child. So they might require a different kind of attention, a different kind of conversation, a different kind of love than the other two or three children. So I really do think that is important, that you do date your children individually. And then, like you said, take them out on some kind of celebration or take them out on some kind of outing so that you can celebrate either the week or celebrate what they supported you with on your journey. Because, you know, they're living their life day to day and they're seeing what you're doing. They may not completely understand what you're doing, but they are watching you work and work your butt off. So to kind of give back to them, take them out and let them have a good time and live their life as a child, because that's going to be the memory that they're going to remember.
It is, and my daughter still talks about it. That was 2 years ago that we went to Disney, and she still talks about, Mom, that was the best trip. We all want to go back to California, and I'm like, we're going to go, guys. You know, we're going to make that happen.
Well, I'm going to make sure I have my plane ticket when you guys go so I can go out there with y'all.
Absolutely. Come. It was so much fun.
And so we kind of touched on, you know, self-worth and mothers having unique gifts that they need to kind of tap into. So So how can they tap into their greatness and become the woman that they're intended to be?
Well, you know, Alicia, I just believe that first you just have to make the decision, right, just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Nike, just do it. And you've got to believe in yourself first and more than anyone else. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, you heard my story about how I didn't believe that I could, and I didn't know if I was enough. So that's what we need first. You have to know that you have what it takes, or God wouldn't have given you that vision or that dream in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to know that you were born with amazing gifts and talents that no one else has.
Mm-hmm.
And if your passion is to serve others and to help them in some way, then think about all the people that are waiting for you to show up,
mm-hmm.
to help them, to save them. You know, they're desperately waiting, like I was, in pain and suffering and just wishing that there was someone who understood, it could help me, pick me up and help me, you know, figure it out. And when
right.
you take the focus off of what you don't have, what you don't know, what you haven't done before, and focus on all that you do know, what you already have accomplished, and what you've overcome, your confidence will increase, and stepping into your greatness will become natural. It'll just be
mm-hmm.
a natural progression. You won't even realize it because
mm-hmm.
your passion will fuel you to be all that you can be. And that sounds cliche-ish, but it's so true. Like,
mm-hmm.
we just have to take the focus off of ourselves and focus on the people that we're here to serve. And I would say
mm-hmm.
that often, this is my experience, what I've found with a lot of mompreneurs is that the businesses that we create are usually driven by either a personal experience,
mm-hmm.
our inner passion, something that happened in our lives to awaken that thing inside of us. And so
right.
often your business is an extension of who you are. So just
right.
go out there and be you. And, you know, the great Maya Angelou said, a bird doesn't sing because it has the answers. A bird sings because it has a song.
Oh, wow.
And I love that.
Yeah.
And I know that you have a song to sing. You're singing your song. I have a song to sing. I'm singing my song. And your listeners, everyone who can hear us today, you have a song to sing that only
mm-hmm.
you can sing. So I encourage you to go out there and sing it.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that, Erica. And your business is definitely taking off. You are just busy with doing conferences, workshops, public speaking, and you also have a new entity that is about to launch April 6th, I believe, and that is Moms with Dreams University. Okay, so what is Moms with Dreams University?
Thank you for asking. Moms with Dreams University is my fifth baby, and it is one of the dreams that I have. So I'm very passionate about education and learning, and I'm a lifelong student. I always will be, and I believe that there's so much, I mean, education is so valuable. It's one of those things that once you have it, no one can ever take it from you. But
mm-hmm.
it's also your foundation in your ability to achieve the things that you want in life. And so the reason why I created Moms with Dreams University and what it's all about is it's the go-to source for passionate and ambitious moms who really just want to go after that thing, but they're missing a few pieces. Like maybe they just don't know how, like they maybe they're like me. They know where they are and they know where they want to be, but in between that gap, they don't really know how to fill it in. So we offer courses that are online, which they're convenient, and they are courses in personal development and feminine empowerment, and then also courses in business and professional development. So if you're looking for ways to become healthy and fit, we have a course on that. If you're looking to improve your personal finances, we have a course on that. If you're looking to start a business, we have courses all around that, or write your first book. I try to bring together all the things that most moms talk about doing and wanting to
mm-hmm.
do and just not having the courage to do on their own. So we provide the
mm-hmm.
resources and the support to help you get to the next level in life.
Wow, that is awesome. And I don't really think I've heard of anything like this, so I'm really excited about this launch and where it's about to go, because I really do believe that this will be like the go-to resource for moms to be able to just get that knowledge. And like you said, be that lifelong learner. So I really do commend you on doing that. It has definitely been a pleasure talking with you today and just hearing about your story and just all the information, the advice that you have for mothers on tapping into their purpose and, you know, becoming the woman who they're designed to be. So I know you have a lot more to share with women, but how can they get in contact with you and where can they find your information at?
Oh, yes, thanks. So you can find me basically anywhere on social media if you look for Moms with Dreams. That's my Twitter handle. That's my Facebook page. And you can also go to my website, which is, I have two websites. I have the momswithdreams.com website, and I have the university website, which is momswithdreamsuniversity.com. And if you wanted to send me a personal email, you can do that also by reaching me at erica@momswithdreams.com, and Erica is E-R-I-C-A. And I hope to hear from you. I really do look forward to you stepping into your dreams and living out your purpose. It's so, life is so much better when we're living it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with you on that. So what lasting advice or words can you leave with the listeners today?
I want to encourage you to believe in yourself, to know that if you have that feeling, that thing, that burning desire within you, to let it out, to no longer let it lay dormant in your heart. You deserve it. The world deserves it. You, like I said, you have special gifts and talents that only you can bring to fruition. And I know that you can do it because I'm living proof. Alicia's living proof. You know, we as women are capable of doing so much more than we often give ourselves credit for. So I just encourage you to go out there and be what it is that you desire to be, and don't feel guilty about it. Don't let anyone tell you that you're being selfish, and surround yourself with people who will support you and love you and hold you up, and just go for it.
All right, Radiant Mothers. So you have heard from the Elevation Coach herself, Erica Gordon, founder and creator of Moms with Dreams University, on how you do not have to be stuck by the label that society has placed on you. It is time that you tap into your greatness. Make the decision and just do it. Believe in yourself. Know that you have what it takes. Take the focus off of yourself and focus on the people that you have to serve. You are a radiant mother. So until next time, radiate your light and let it shine.